Questionen. Jedenfalls Kimmo. Ein Bewegung, die nicht mehr wurde. Die Kosten lange Zeit. This is in the middle of the Mishibuvet by the East Coast Muhammad Zayin of the Sharafiyyah that we're going on the Tumas Tradition. The Tumas Tradition said that one is not permitted to create a ritual Gozori in Shabbos because in the Fatikin Gozor me death. By making a bit of the light and being mistaken that the Eichmann are much of a Bahtura. So now, when the middle of the Mishnah, the rules of the Hekah, the Mikli Koli Yisula. This is by the Mishnah, the rules of the Eichmann and the Dain. In the Mishnah, the rules of the Eichmann and the Shavim team. That if the Mishnah, the Mikli Koli Yisula, Shavi, to my Shekostav, the Timon, Tat Zayin, is there we have a halacha that if in Yom Tov some acorn fell down from a tree in a some sort of a fireplace that one had, let's say, outside, and he wanted to cook with these acorn. Now, these acorn are booked in. One is not permitted to derive benefits from them. They fell from the tree in Yom Tov. So one is permitted to be moisted Eichim on these Eichim, and now the fire will come from Roy of the Eichim, which are Eichim Shalheter, and this is Mutter. So there we have a Heter of Bittul Roy, that a person is permitted to create a Roy to be matter. The Yisrael of Mutzah. Now there we don't say that Ela Fatikin Kidoyla Mizu. So the reason over there is because it's Mikle Koli Yisura. That means when I derive benefit from the Atme Mutzah, the Eichem are burnt already. So it's not called Hanoh from Mutzah the Hez. So it is not considered a Tikkun because the thing which was also I'm not deriving benefit from. I'm only deriving benefit from after when it's burnt. So there it's not considered a tikkun that is also to make in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, now another thing. Umutos l'shayr shishin. One is permitted in Shabbos, now let us just appreciate what the Shaila is. The Shaila is, let's say we had some Issa fell into Heta. So Kodma, we do not know that there's Shishim Shal Heta to negative, so we're not allowed to eat it. We come to a Rav, and the Rav figures out that there are Shishim Shal Heta to negative, so now we're allowed to eat it. So why isn't that considered a tikkun moment? That means before the is scholarly hasholed, one was not permitted to eat it. After his halal, one is permitted to eat it. So that's the Sunatumis Hadashan speaks about it. Amen. Umutal the Shaya Shishim, one is permitted to figure out if there are Shishim Shalata. Afilu was Ore the Erev Shabbos. Afilu it got mixed up Erev Shabbos, Veloy Noidaloy Ad Shabbos. There's a very interesting Krimagotan that says as follows. If it got mixed up Erev Shabbos and you knew about Erev Shabbos, then you ask the Shaya Erev Shabbos. You don't wait till Shabbos to be matter the Israel. As if you did not ask it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask the Shaila on Shabbos, because then it does have a din of a tikkun moleh. But it was Nisazim, the Erev Shabbos. But they know the Lord had Sabbath, and he was unaware. He was unaware of this till Sabbath, so he couldn't have asked the Shaila ahead of Shabbos, because he didn't know about the Talmud, which was Challah of Shabbos. So then he's allowed to ask in Shabbos, and it's the law of his Mishael that there is Shishim Shalhetel, while it's committed to Itamah. And this is not considered a Tikkun Moneh. Wait a little minute. V'dakki l'shayel v'dad u'v'mana eino. That is only if the Hashavah comes out, he figures it out that he assumes that there are shishim. Holizoi light. But if he's going to make measurement to be mevada, if there are sheep, if there is shishim, there's not shishim, that is also l'viyemus un shabbat. Even though one is permitted to make a medida shal mitzvim, or a medida can mistaken by say maisa biyadai. See, it says, I'm going to make a chiddush. That is, it's considered a mistaken, that means it's before you. I am not permitted to eat this maggot without the measurement that the Torah is going to make. So the pu'ula that he makes permits me to eat the maggot, that is an inlamatika. And where does he get in it? As the Fema goes and says, so the whole letter is, so that it's called a tikkun. Even though the tikkun is only to find it out what the ratio is, that is the tikkun. But since you need a pu'ula to do it, so without this pu'ula, you're not allowed to eat it, so that's called a tikkun. That means the spoil. Before you, I was not allowed to eat this maple till the author this and this pu'ula, and that this pu'ula is matzah for me, that I'm not eat the maple. That is called a tikkun one. But it's a chiddush. But if it is done without any tailor, he just looks at it and he thinks for 5 minutes and then does so. So that, therefore, this, then we say it is not considered a tikkun moneh. What? But those man you don't know it is done yet. Yeah. So,
we have not, but he doesn't
believe in the world. Yeah. But his knowledge is master's of master. And also called a tikkun, that it's also considered a tikkun moneh if a pu'ula is done. You know how to do it. Without knowing what to do, yeah. That means, every mechanic really doesn't do a big thing, just knows which screws to turn. And that is called the legal, that is called the fitness. The Lord knows what to do, how to be master of the Makkal, and master of the Makkal is also now, and he's cool, and he's master of the Makkal, so that's back that it is called the Tikkun Moneh. Kosova was in that law. The Yovish, the Yovish, and Arif had this faith. If you have 3 pieces of meat, 2 pieces of meat are glad kosher. Steak, glad kosher. A 3rd piece of meat is also a steak and it's steak. And you have these 3 pieces mixed up, and I have the faintest idea which is the kosher meat, which is the traitor. So halachically, there's a din of bissel b'rei. That one is permitted to eat any of these pieces of meat, altogether, of course, the liquor became bottled to that. To eat all 3 pieces of meat, we will not permit one person to eat all 3 pieces of meat, because I know this is eating meat there. But for 3 people to eat Each one did a piece of maintenance mutter. Each one is permitted to of the loss of the Kumbolai. But what? And two people was also, two people, I don't know, three people, I think. So, but he says over here, but the difference is, what if I throw away one piece? I don't know which piece I'm throwing away. So there's the difference, then I can eat two pieces. I can eat two pieces because I can assume that it's not the Vada I'm eating these two, so I'm allowed to eat two pieces. So, Kosev Abad Mavon, the Yavish, the Yavish, Mikav, Hadra, Trey, Mutter, Lahatswit, Excellent I am, then allowed to throw away one of the pieces. Lahatra, I know that. The Kivan, the Eine Elach, Humre, Ba'ome. The Medina is theoretically all three are Mutter to eat. The Medina, Koshen, Nechola, the Mechot, Shavi, if one person is not eating it. So you have more than one person eating it, so it is muta. So the etzem, each piece is muta, al stalocha, al bitwa balay. One person should not eat it. But in yourselves, each piece is muta. So, but one person should not eat it. So if he throws away one piece, that's not called he's being mistaken or being Master the Israel, because it was mutter before also. Because three people, each one could eat one Israel. It was only a din of the gavre that he should not eat or two pieces. So if he throws away one, it's not called his master, if chattis is becoming his master, the shatis, no chattis, and now there's no din of the gavre not to eat all three. So the male. So this is not called a tikkun. Yeah. Starting a traika. Person has a traika knife. Im reutze lacht es bei lechen. So he wants to use it to cut some bread. Chedayme. Yitzayna. The boy had doche. But if you have a traika knife and you want to use it for bread, you have to clean it very well. The mashmet shifshuf heite. It is only permissible to use the straika knife if you will clean it very, very well. Not tongue that put it underneath the faucet and wipe it up. You have to clean it. It is a shifshuf heite, and you have to rub it very, very well to make sure there's no behen on the cotton. So this is also b'shabir. The ha'vikim is taken. It's considered, I was mistaken the knife. The knife, the way it is not usable. There's some of the shoshes of ba'en. After a process of shifshu heite, then it will be permissible to use the knife. So this process, since it's not a very simple process, so this falls into the category of a tikkun mother, and it is also. Fifth test. Musa l'shavshet ha'kelen. One is permitted to, now we're speaking about how to clean kelen. You have dirty utensils. I want to clean them. So one is permitted to rub kelim with ice of detergent, the whole dover, which with anything which can be used for a detergent to clean off the kelim. And I'm rubbing this on the kelim to clean it off. Chutz mikli kesef begartikon. But this combination is awesome. To take a silver kelim and to clean it with gartikon. Now, what is gartikon? Shehu shimre yayin shenis yapshu. That means this is the psalus of wine that is in the bottom of the barrel, and you take this out, and you dry it up, and after you dry it up, it seems it has the capability of cleaning. It cannot be used as a article that cleans semen. And it does wonders. But especially it gets hard, and now you can clean semen with it. So all semen can be cleaned with this garlicum besides silver. Mignei shehuv men machek likli keser shehuva. That means Chazal knew that silver is a soft metal, and by using this garlicum to rub on the silver keli in order to clean it, one will thin out, smooth out the metal. So the metal that goes out to Menachek will see its oxidation. So therefore, this is also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'chol davar afilu b'netzah b'chol, afilu b'chol, that's a certain type of a material that's also clean. So even though, let's talk about chol, which you know what we're speaking about, sand. So really, sand is muktzeh. So there's another problem. I can't use it in the middle of Shabbos to take some sand and clean a keli. Sheyichid lehem mokim ibaigyim sheini muktzeh. Now, the yach is a sand that he has an intent to use this sand as a cleanser of keli. So it's muktzeh. So he's allowed to do it. That's called kozar. Besides, is garlicum, which is falling well, and it will be mamati tekli ketzer. But now, the leader, so now I'm using sand to clean my kelim. The dakik shahoya ha'chel mikubol b'mayim be'erev Shabbos. That this sand, erev Shabbos, was mixed up well with water. And now, this combination of sand and water is a good cleaner of kelim. And there's no shayla of lisha because it was mixed up erev Shabbos. That's one reason that one is permitted to use sand to clean kelim. A second reason is, oishalekeh ha-tasel b'litah u'vismayin. He takes dry sand, and it seems this dry sand also is capable of cleaning the pots and pans. Only the heifer, or there's a third eifer. Shenoytein havei mayim, if it is mixed up with a lot of water, shleitavek klal hafil echem lechamezi. That means the whole ista of lisha is when I combine liquid to particles, through this combination, the particles will get stuck one to another. So that is the malacha of lisha. But if I have a small amount of sand, and I mix it up with a lot of water, so this will not bring about a connection, a combination of sand and water, because there's much more water than sand. So then there's no shayla of lisha. So he's not the klalachil as a mechavei. Then this is also permissible. So we hear three cases that one is permitted to use sand to clean kelim. Either he was mixed up erev Shabbos with water, so the gibel, the lisha, was done erev Shabbos, or either he takes dry sand, or he mixes it up in Shabbos with a large amount of water. That's, so this accomplishes that the small amount of sand will not combine because of the water. The Ila Kochi, but if he doesn't do this, it's not one of the three. And in Shabbos, he's going to mix the sand with water, a smaller amount of water, yes, but then the Shemukhshai Sri Shalakama Paisin. So then there's a Shash of Lish. The Mabul Elvis and the Shin Chavalet and Mishnah Gulen. By the Kamam, the Sai Simon Shin Chavalet, the Yuchalika Achil be Yadayim the Tubais. That means he could have wet hand, and he takes the sand and he rubs it on, and between you and me, the wetness, the dampness of that is on his hand somehow will be medavik, the particles of sand. But this is called alisha kalachayat. This is not called, it's not a normal item of leisha, so this is permitted. Now, so he said, sand is musta. You have to clean that keli with sand. Now, this sand could scratch off and take off a layer of the silver. So then it's again, we're encountering the malach of memache. Mikol bucket. Have a dover shayni miskavit. The machine is no intent. There's a possibility it might take off a layer of this over. There's a possibility you won't. So since it's a sulfate and it's a bovishan and it's got in its mutter. Avogarticon, but garticon are a secretion. Garticon is a secretion from a male, so by a clear ketzer. So that's, so now we know pshat of this halacha, many things, mutal, the shamshik, hakelim, the whole dover, which includes neser and hayo. But, I feel like we cast it, but God thinking in the Greek cast it is a secretion that will be lamassic, and that is us. Finish. Umaril ha-ya-oisa lishtait es ha-schuchit, the maril asked to clean the glass kalim mishibayle shul with oatmeal last year. And it seems this oatmeal had a koya to brighten the glass kalim. So he asked this. So now the Mr. Bull says, so what's wrong with the brightening the Kleketzer? The Asher the Svigalei the Dakke Lahadiyach Akeon Shini Kiyim Shoyim. That means Chazal were only matters in Shabbos to clean Kalim. That means, so we can learn two Pshatim of here, the Kiyulia, the Tila Liyake stands to a final and how we can understand with Allah. One way we can understand this Allah is Tila Dabbanam. Tila Dabbanam is to understand this Allah. And that's the Kuzum Path, the Kuzum Path, the Kuzum Path, but there were lots of the tears for a favorite Shabbat, we had the Shabbat, so there were lots of lots of lots of came and she left and she made the community. And lots of the because there's Shabbat she allowed. So now this Kaylee, this correct Kaylee, is clean already. Clean, tears ago. I wanted to polish, I wanted to shine. So the two of us not make sense. There are two reasons that we can tell why the Maril asked this. Reason number one, this is a tisra shalva to Shabbos. That means, when you need Chazal one master, yes, the three is a case. So they were master. It's a tisra, but this tisra is a tisra Shabbos. must have been most of the people to polish this clinical fit. That's a big achievement. That's unnecessary. So they were not smart. That's one mile. And the second mile who wants to say could be this is called a tikkun mon. To take off the dirt from the train, cool the dirt out of that, take it off. That's not called a tikkun mon. Like, just getting rid of the dirt which is attached to the tailing. But to polish the tailing, that already is called a tikkun mon, and that's why the Maduwakam. So that the Eshel, the Svirulay, the Dr. Ladir HaKelem, Shinikim, Shalem, is only permissible to wash tailing. It should be clean. Avoloy Lahat Svirulay, not to polish that. Because this is memachet. This takes off, this smooths out the surface of the Christmas daily, and it's a melach of memachet. Malkain, also lahashchid, has taken the Shabbat, when it's not permitted to sharpen a knife in Shabbat, I'll show you that it's hanging like the eight, because they may have a piece of wood that he can use this wood to sharpen. But this is also, it's also a type of memache, the doima le memache. It's similar to memache. The take off rust from a knife is also the memache or teichen that you are crumbling the particles of the rust. And now others say over here that it's a lot to take that cleanser and to put it into water and it dissolves in water and to use this as Shabbos. Others say this is Musar because there's no shayla of lishin because it's different than sand. Sand is not dissolved in water. The cleanser will dissolve in water, and it has a better, now the water can clean the daily more efficiently. So they say this is permissible. To use steel wool, shayers of treated, and to use coil, it's also, others want to say it's an old dinochreil, others want to say it's memache. So, preferable not to use these coils and steel wool on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. Clean that part. Now let us see further. See if you can create them, Kalen, then Allah. Will take store, dry store. You'll rub the store of the cable and the salt will dissolve, the dry salt will dissolve and will clean the cable. So you're not allowed to do this in Shabbos. The fisha mela nimchek shechotes bechazotin. It becomes a liquid. Becomes a salt and becomes a liquid. So by using the salt, by doing this, rubbing it against the table, I am creating a liquid from a solid. Just like the three we learned, one is not permitted to shut up ice or snow. Because by doing this, he is creating a liquid from a solid. So in the same, if he takes salt and rubs it against a daily, it will become a liquid, and he's making a liquid from the dollar, which is also like, it's just like one is not permitted to make a liquid from ice or storage milk. The Shanelach Nimchek Shechaytev Behaskin. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shemelech Nimchet Vodaymel Lerishvetek Shemelech Gmabor, but the similar is to crushing the snow over Boros or hair. What will the Simeon Shincha think that I am Makam of Mishnah Berurah? While Cain costs for a price. So the whole Easter only applies to that kept Lokhleif Bahamelech also. To take salt and rub it, and by this rubbing and making it into a liquid form, that is also. As a Muslim, leaking and melach left my. When I'm allowed to pour salt in water, just as I'm allowed to put snow in water or ice in water, and it dissolves by itself, not through my food. Shemidia is a Taylor. And then I can have this salty water. Will there be power of salt to cleanse the cavern? And again, I did not make the salt a liquid. It became by itself. Bavos and the nymphs and then they look at my shop. The mutalita and I shall the say for my mother be she nymphs and the maid with the imitation. Now here it's been done in Shabbat, but there we learned like, about salt water. A person is not permitted to make a strong salt water, and the ratio is 2/3 to 1/3. That is also. Now, in Yosef, one is not permitted to invite a goy. Lastly, my, the Zayro Shemo Yalva Levashio Lushuma. There's a Zayro, and God made a Zayro, that since Yosef, one is Muslim to cook that. So when all the time when I invite a guest to come to eat by me, the young says there's always a possibility that there won't be enough food. That's very possible. So normally in young says, it's not possible because young says you're allowed to cook. When the male invites someone, even though there's always this possibility, but you're not cooking them. But if I invite a goy, so he's not allowed to cook for a goy in yonder. And we are afraid, goy is there, they invited the goy, that's from he miscalculated on the portions and the amount of food he had, so he might come in cooking yonder. That's what the Gemara says. It's also to advise a goy in yonder. But here, what's the saying? Let's go back to, we'll come back to yonder. What's the behavior then? But in Shabbos, it's much. What's the, because Shabbos is no problem. I invite the goy, I don't need enough food. I don't need enough food. I want food in Shabbos. From a male, the shash, that which is applicable in yonder, is not applicable in Shabbos. The last decision of the Mahaba, Musa, Mishana, and Shash. Now, this should be done over here, a hard rendering problem. Speaking about in yonder, one is not committed to invite a God. Now, the lottery is that the Makkabi Shabbos with Maharesbe is the din of a goy. And just what one is not permitted to cook for a goy in Yom Tishri. One is not permitted to cook for a Makkabi Shabbos with Maharesbe in Yom Tishri. Because he is a lot of a goy. Fine. Well, Maharesbe, yeah, Maharesbe in Yom Tishri. No, yeah, but you're not allowed to invite him. Hazal asked us to invite a person who it might come about. I mean, every time it's a good people. But you must come to cook with the door with Boston and a tightrope rope for this. The vice is ready. He is. The miscalculated is made. He must come to cook. So this applies by the Chazal Shabbos prepared. Yes. Chazal Shabbos. I don't even want to cook for himself. Okay. If he is a dinner for God. I don't know if you want to come to cook. They asked them that they were afraid that the yeast might cook. That's what they were afraid of. Now, so there's a big problem. So now they speak about there are different types of Machale Shabbos, the Fakhets here, the day rain. The Machal Shabbos with an extra those that came from Russia. Those people had a din of a Phoenix and Mishpeh. They were brainwashed that there's no by the Elam, there's no Yabbos. I mean, they lived there a multitude of years. They had no concept of Yiddish life whatsoever. So when they were such a yeast, but now he comes to the soil, he knows of nothing, and he's different, he has been on the Phoenix Shrinkspan, and one is committed to cook for it, because those Machalos Shabbos prepared, he doesn't have the dinner of Machalos Shabbos prepared. The problem is, by the Machalos Shabbos who list the evening, and they are aware they're still Machal and Shabbat. So then, this is a very fine line. What halacha this person is, who knows about Yiddish life, you know, he wasn't there. They told them everything. But also, of course, This is a very fine line called a Phoenix Shenichba, or he knows a little more than that. We can't classify it as a Phoenix Shenichba. This is a cycle of Hashaiva. This is a cycle of Hashaiva. And they bring down the Shwein the Dalman and express this Shaiva. He writes each case to Hickman. He writes, he had one child that he had, which was Mamish Akasha. There was a girl, that is, invited his parents to come to Poyantis. The real guy. So here, that's a real child, not Mamish Goris Leather Shiloh. He brings a shayla with more than a strong parents and by children who became a holy shayla. What happens over there? So he said something very interesting. A mahalo shayla to Fahetzian means that not ashamed of what he's doing, no bullshit. How does the Tahitian go in the middle of the world? Who's break the middle of the show? Most of the thing, he's not ashamed of it. That's cool. How does the Tahitian go in the middle of the world? Now, the Gemara says, what if a person was a Mahal Shabbos, but in front of God, he wouldn't make a little Shabbos? So, what if God? From
he realizes he's doing wrong, and in front of God he wouldn't do it.
He's still, there's a realization and an embarrassment to be my house Shabbos in front of a person. I have to call him my house Shabbos without headstone. It doesn't mean that I'll go. But now, he speaks about another child. He said, one thing that told him about one of the ones that I'm a college child. And if one of their parents don't walk in my house Shabbos, because he has to be done, why they're not my house Shabbos? If they're not the house of Shabbos because they're embarrassed, to do what they're doing. Not doing wrong. Okay, my friend, the other one, was like, just develop, we go where we go. Embarrassed. And then he said, I'm a house of Shabbos. But if he doesn't do it, oh, is that fair for you? I mean, I don't know how the Shabbos doesn't mean anything. But in your house, I should go and smoke in front of you. I won't do it. But that's the situation with how the Shabbos. That means the, what is holding him back, not the bullshit of Hillel Shabbos. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what you won't even do that with my house, Shabbos. Al Kaponim, the Shaila, is a Shrekwaka Shaila. That's why the Talmud tells to a Meister by someone who is starting being as proud as the Yad. I mean, oh, he's pretty far, but he's thrown under damage. He's about to invite him to a Seder. So he wants to say that over there and stay the crucial. Don't have a rousing. So then, these Mekadas, one could be make. One has cooler is red. Another has cooler he wants to say. Chazal wants to say. That's what Chazal has to invite a guy. You should tell him what I won't hear. We pass out. Cool. So the middle one is to the Gansoyan. And that's where they are. He says, so what? That is Shas. If I want to be my habit, you, and I just use the cotton, don't let me love, so I'll cook. It's a little bit sorry. If you invite someone to his back, so there's a choice you might come and cook. But what is, he says, if an inviting someone who's done other caution, I can't, he doesn't have a place for it to. So, I give him whatever I hear. That means he doesn't have a place for it. I'm doing it the size of cancer. Because he wants to be misguided by a boxer. He has a prior boxer. The boxer has no place for it. So he says, there it could be the Zayre of Shema Yifai, so the Shula does not apply. I mean, if you invite a couple, for some of the invite a book is not what it's received, and I'll share my food with them, could be there the Zayre doesn't apply. I'll suppose them we deviated from the Halacha, but Mother Zikneyeh Lameis. Was? Yeah, oh, yeah, it's very important. Now let us see. So now, Musa was dominating Yehudi the Shabbat. After the Yom Tov also was dominating Yehudi left of the Yom Tov. The day the Shem Yadu Lavats from the Shiwik, the Kamas and the Tachi's day, the Shabbat stayed local for that, but the Shabbat will have to invite him for Shabbat. Number one. Number two. For Luther, this day, Mizayinus Rabbana Bechotta Le'otron. Now, he comes into my chotta, allowed to put food in front of him. Now, what is the Chiddush over here? For Luther, this day, Va'av to'osso l'kroya b'shabbos b'shvil mishayin v'neisha v'olok. You're not allowed to be matriach in Shabbos for someone who I don't have a responsibility to sell them to me, they need the love of sin and sin comes out. Let's just say an emergency thing I love. The love is to ask to be fair in the zombies for an animal. Not get an animal, that's my animal. That means I have responsibility to feed it. Then you're allowed to be taken there. An animal that's not my animal, one's not permitted to be Tereya for such an animal. And actually, the sixth of the question is a minute that Shabbos Shira, he takes out food for the bird. It's preferable to put out of Shabbos, not Shabbos, because there, again, there's a piercing for a bald high that's not with the world. A bald component, there's material of our component. So here is asking the Shaila after also recording the Shabbos. The Shvili saying is a nice of all, to the lovers in the Shink of Dalit. Any Yehudi, every Goy, Choshev, is a nice of all, a million Shemutam required Shuma. Malat to be Matrix, but in the food. Make sure that the Father is in Ani, Ani, Yehudi, and Ani, and Yisrael, and they doubt the Shabbat. I'll start the Shabbat, and here the Domestic Nishadah team. The last after Ani, after all, he's in it. There's a thing that doubt the Shabbat. So if I can't, it's important for me. If I give him to eat and I be Kaleya, it's not the Shabbat. We live with Golis, we handle with Goyim. So it's Tars and Shalom to give him tea. So it's good. Lefon of the Chot. Yes. Lefon of the Chot, sir. Kolar Lefoistin, the Dafke Lefon of the Chot, who he caught him by us my show. It's Musa, that means he's in my Chot, I go on put him on. That's all. With appetite, Shalom Eisper. But to put into his hand, the hand him a food, the hand him a piece of cake, also, the Shema Yoytzi L'Shusan Abi, maybe he's going to take it out of Shusan Abi. The Nimsa L'Makaya, the Yisrael, also Atira B'Shusan Yoytzi Da'os. Now if the Goy will take it, and go out into the even the hot. So you want to go out and eat the those the street for all practical purposes. So it comes out the heat made an achiever in Shabbat and the gun was taken out and the shukrat and make out also which is doctor. The top of the sinum shimem guy. The doctor we are not there. The mutali tell me after your dick shubachot, sir. Because the Kivin should know for him and not for a T.O., the Kivin should ain't know for him, they don't take it out. The Kivin is the A.A.U., the owner's business, he's standing inside. So the man will not give it to the guy and open his hand, so it's enough for Shusayachis. It's enough, the Nazis guy makes that Kivin, promises Shusayachis to the Shusayachis. That means, my Achilles was a lot in the Shusayachis. Thanks.